Good afternoon, and welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the past 5 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of your Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Lindsay Henderson is a customer service and marketing coordinator for the Cape Light Compact, and for the next half hour, we will be talking about various simple ways for you to save energy this year as we move into winter. Hey, Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You've been on here before, but if you'd just refresh our memory as to who Lindsay is and what your function at the Cape Light Compact is.
I'm Lindsay Henderson, and I'm a customer service coordinator, as well as I handle the marketing for the Compact.
As customer service coordinator, if we were to call the Cape Light Compact, chances
are good. You have a 50-50 chance,
of getting Lindsay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if your luck holds out and you call the Cape Light Compact phone number, which I'm going to give you several times during this program, but let me give it to you right now. It's 800-797-6699. What we're going to do in this program is we're going to review some tips for staying warm and saving on your winter heating costs and various types of energy savings that we want to be aware of as we move into the winter. Now, this is also on the website, on the Cape Light Compact website. Is that correct?
It will be on the website,
okay,
yes.
It will be on the website. Yes. So folks will be able to go to the website, and virtually everything we talk about today will be available to them.
Yes.
As far as being able to pull down a document. And so that way people don't have to be writing all this down. Just sit back and enjoy yourselves. And Lindsay and I are going to run through some tips for energy savings for this winter. I'd like to start on the first one. It's kind of self-explanatory, but setting your thermostat. What do we want to do about setting thermostats?
Well, you should set it at 60 degrees, 68 degrees or lower during the day. If you're around the house, you can also, set it to what's comfortable for you. But the lower you set it, the more you'll save on your heating bills. And then a recommendation is to set it at 55 degrees at night or when you leave the house.
Okay, 55 at night, and or if you're leaving the house for any period of time,
mm-hmm.
you want to set it at 55, and that will keep everything relatively warm, but not warm enough to inhabit. But at any rate, then let's move into the Energy Star programmable thermostats. Now that's kind of one step up from manually setting the thermostat yourself.
Yes, there is a programmable thermostat that you can purchase. It has to be a 7-day Energy Star thermostat, and you can program that so that it automatically will decrease the temperature during the day when no one's home, and you can set it for an hour or so before you come home, so you'll have a nice toasty house to come home to.
Right, so basically
it
does all the work for you. Once you've got it set up, then significant energy savings can be realized as a result of that, because if you go away for a week or something like that and you forget to turn the thermostat down, you've eaten up a sizable amount of energy in the process. And these Energy Star thermostats are really quite helpful. And the Cape Light Compact will help you with that, right? Financially, they'll help you.
We have a $25 mail-in rebate oil and propane customers.
Okay, so if I heat my house with oil or propane, I can go to the hardware store, buy an Energy Star compliant thermostat, and that means it's got to be 7 days.
7 days, yeah.
Programmable for a 7-day period. And then we send in a coupon.
I know Home Depot at least has it. Some of the other hardware stores may have the actual rebate form
okay.
in the store. Or you can download it on our website, capelightcompact.org.
Okay, and then you just fill it out.
Mail it in with a copy of the UPC code and
okay.
the receipt.
All right, good. Well, that's easy enough. And I can attest to the fact that programmable thermostats work great. I've been using them for years and now don't know how I ever lived without one. We're going to also make sure our heating equipment is in tip-top shape going into the season. And let's talk about what we should do
Yep, so every year, you know, preferably either late summer, early fall, you need to, should contact your heating contractor to do a yearly inspection of your furnace. And they'll go over to make sure your filters are clean, you know, the ducts are, you know, free from any obstructions. You know, just really make sure that it is ready to go for you for the season.
Right. In the case of oil fired equipment, it's very important that the tips be changed each year. You can save, I've heard, up to 30% of your oil consumption just by having those tips cleaned. And so it's something that's well worth doing, not only from a comfort standpoint, a reliability standpoint, but it's just a good idea from an energy saving standpoint to make sure that you've done an annual maintenance on your equipment.
And it'll also help prolong the life of your system.
Exactly,
as well.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. We can do things with our anyone that happens to have one of those Casablanca type fans that what can we do with that?
With any ceiling fans that you have, you can reverse it to run counterclockwise, so that any heat that rises to the ceiling naturally will help push down to help recirculate around the room.
Okay, and there's a little switch on those fans, folks. If you are wondering what it is we're talking about, there's a little switch, and it's got two positions on it, and the purpose of that switch is to run the fan in a clockwise motion in the summer and in a counterclockwise motion in the winter, and that is to save energy and enhance the comfort of your room.
Yes.
So what do we want to do as far as placement of furniture and things like that in front of our heaters? I think that's almost intuitive that we should do that, but let's just call attention to it, that if you've got a heater,
you want to help promote the maximum airflow. So you don't want to have any furniture in front of your radiators or heating registers, because otherwise that'll block the heat from going into the rest of the room.
It'll get good and hot behind the furniture.
It'll get nice and toasty, yes.
Behind the furniture and
but
very,
you'll be freezing
very
in the
cold
rest of the room.
And very cold in front of it. So we want to be careful of this. This next one is one that I actually have some experience with. And that is, if you're a seasonal resident on Cape Cod, what do we want to do?
We have a lot of seasonal residents on the Cape. Or even if you leave on vacation for an extended period of time, you want to make sure that the fan function on your thermostat is turned to auto before you leave. And that will help save up to $50-$60 a month on your energy bill.
That fan, if you have hot air, forced hot air, or air conditioning, central air conditioning in your house, that fan eats up a tremendous amount of energy if it's just left to run wide open. And what happens is, it's actually not a bad idea to have them running during the summer, because it moves the air around, and that's a good thing. But once the house has been vacated, you're going to go away for the season, you leave that fan on and you'll be looking at a breathtaking electric bill.
Yes.
Heating bill. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, some folks certainly want to leave their heating systems on so that their pipes don't freeze and that type of thing. That's understandable. But make sure that there's a little switch on your thermostat. Make sure that's in the auto position. There'll be an on position and an auto position. And that prevents the fan from running when the system is not running. And so the only time that fan should run is when the system is actually on. Back when I worked full-time for the Cape Light Compact, used to get calls about this, and we finally came to the conclusion that would be one of the first things we'd ask people. They'd call and say, you know, I haven't even lived in the house, and my electric bill is anywhere from 60 to Lord only knows what. And that typically was the problem, or a good part of the problem. So really check on that. And again, go to the thermostat, little switch on there that says a fan, auto or on, and switch that over to the auto position, and life will be good. Now we can do things as far as passive solar heating is concerned. What should we do along those lines?
Well, take advantage of that nice warm sun during the day. You want to open up any shades that you have, especially on the south-facing windows, to allow for that warm sunshine to come in, which will help heat your house. Mm-hmm. And then reversely, at night, to help keep your house warm from the sun, you want to close those shades and drapes to help retain the heat.
Right, because the windows will radiate heat in both directions. And when the sun's out, it'll bring the heat in, And at night, you want to draw the shades in front of the windows, both for privacy and for to hold the heat in. But it will prevent the heat from radiating back out and into the cold night air. Let's see, what else are we going to do? How about the removing the screens? Why do we want to remove the screens in the winter?
Well, along the lines of keeping your drapes open during the day, you want to remove your window screens during the winter, which will allow for more heat to come through your window. If you have the screens up, then it kind of blocks the heat.
Yeah, sure. All right, so that's a good idea. So at least on the south-facing windows, you want to make sure that those screens have been removed, and so the free solar energy will come in and help you warm your house. On the subject of windows, what do we want to do with the window locks?
You want to lock your windows. It will help, obviously, with safety, but it will also keep the window very tight to help eliminate from any air leaks coming in.
And on as far as...
And adding storm windows as well. Right. If you have single-pane windows and have storm windows, that could help cut your heat loss by up to 50%.
Okay, and as far on the subject of air leaking into the house, what do we do about air leaking into the house from sources other than the windows? And there's all kinds of places where air gets into the house.
There is all kind of places. Right. You have the outlet covers, your light switch covers where there are several air leak sources, your chimney, your attic, anywhere around your doors. There are lots of sources, and to help eliminate that, you can have a free energy assessment on your home. And as part of that, any air leak sealing that is recommended, we cover 100% of the cost.
So basically, the Cape Light Compact will send a vendor in, and they will tighten the house up for you.
Yes, and they'll identify where you have issues that need to be improved.
Okay.
Areas, and we incentivize that.
There's a financial incentive for that, and I can tell you that I had mine done in 2003, and the auditor that came in, I believe he still is the auditor down here, one of them, came in, and he homed right in on places that he showed me, what took me through, showed me all the places where he literally knew where the air was going to be coming through, and he showed me where it was, and we got it all sealed up. There was one interesting thing. I had some drawers that were built into the knee wall of the house, and that was just might as well have had a wide open window going to the outside, and they covered that up with they built a box around it, again all no charge, part of the process, and saved. By the time it was all said and done on my house, I was heating with oil at the time. I was using 900 gallons a year. The process cut me down to 700. That was without turning my thermostat down yet, but it got me down to 700. And plus the house was a lot more comfortable when it was finished.
It's definitely more comfortable even in the summertime, too,
mm-hmm, sure.
When it's hot, not
sure.
Just the winter.
Right, exactly. So that's a good thing to do. And so now we've teased the audience with that. Let's give that 800 number out again.
So to sign up for your free home energy assessment, you can give us a call at 1-800-797-6699.
And as part of the assessment, I'm going to just get off course just a little bit. Well, what else do they do during the assessment?
They'll replace your light bulbs, your incandescent light bulbs, with the compact fluorescent light bulbs for free.
Okay.
They also meter your refrigerator to see how much electricity that's using and see if it would be eligible for a rebate.
Okay.
And any other insulation that is recommended, we cover 75% of the cost, up to $4,000.
And refresh my memory, although we've talked about this over and over and over again on this program, but for those that may be tuning in for the first time or be new residents to the Cape and are not familiar with the Cape Light Compact, why is it that the Cape Light Compact provides all these wonderful services for quote-unquote free.
Well, we want to save as much energy as we can to help the environment, as well as help people save on their electric and heating bills every year.
Okay, and we all know that nothing is really free, so where does the money come from to do that?
There's actually a very small charge on your NSTAR electric bill that you receive every month. It's an energy conservation charge, which you'll see on the first page, and that money is collected by the electric utility and then returned back to us to administer the programs for Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, so you pay for the programs through your electric bill, and you pay for them whether you use them or not.
Correct. Okay. So may as well take advantage of it because you pay for it every month.
Right. The money does come, and you pay for it on your electric bill.
Yes.
And there's good reasons for that. For one thing, it reduces the number of power plants that ultimately have to be built in Massachusetts and New England. And so there's very aggressive efforts on the part of the utilities and the state governments to ensure energy efficiency, that we're using energy as wisely as we possibly can. And that's where that comes from. Now, we have a short-term solution as far as airflow is concerned. We can put things around the doors. What are the recommendations for that?
You can use any old towels that you have laying around or blankets and put them at the base of your doors or around your windowsills, which will help block any drafts,
right,
or prevent any air from escaping.
Okay, you can do that while you've gotten on the
phone.
Exactly,
while you're listening to us,
right,
you can go and grab some blankets and put them around the doors.
And you've put your request in for your energy audit. And
yes.
You know that it's going to be permanently dealt with, but that'll deal with in the short term. Recommendations for the fireplace?
You want to shut the damper in your fireplace. That way your heat is not going literally straight up through the chimney and heating the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a chimney balloon. If you don't use your fireplace very frequently, there's a chimney balloon that you can purchase that is essentially a balloon that's blown up, and it seals off any drafts from going up your chimney. And there is a $35 rebate for that.
Okay, so the Cape Light Compact will give an incentive for
that
balloon. Now, as far as the balloon is concerned, the chimney balloon is concerned, you would do that if you really weren't using the fireplace much.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's not functional if you use it every night, but for those folks who don't use it once in a while, you can blow the balloon up in your fireplace,
okay,
and it'll just help seal off any leaks.
Right. Well, that's a great idea. And recommendations for just how we conduct ourselves.
Well, you could spend more time in public places such as your library or senior center, the mall, and that way, you know, you can have the heat turned down in your home and you can go use somebody else's heat and electricity.
I hope my wife's not listening to this. You just told her she should be spending more time in the mall. Interesting.
Around
interesting.
The holidays,
actually,
too, especially.
Actually, it's me that spends the time in the mall, so... So I'm not sure I need an excuse, but there's a good reason. I can spend some more time in the mall so I can save energy. That's a good one. Okay, what else do we want to do?
Well, we have some cooking tips.
Okay.
Where the holidays are coming up.
All right. Well, I am not the one. This is totally you, because I'm not the one to give cooking tips. I can't boil water without burning it. So you're going to have to give us the cooking tips. What are we going to do about cooking?
Well, especially during the holidays, it's easy to keep your refrigerator and freezer full.
Okay.
The fuller, the more food, I guess, you have in it,
mm-hmm,
the less electricity it's going to use, because the refrigerator and freezer don't have to keep constantly coming on to cool it down.
All right. So an empty refrigerator is actually going to use more energy in the long run than a full one. So that's interesting.
Any hot foods that you have that are going to be going in the refrigerator, let them cool down. Otherwise, your refrigerator is going to work harder to cool that hot food,
mm-hmm,
when you put it in for leftovers.
Then that makes sense. You know, it's something that you may not think about, but, you know, rather than take something right out of the oven and then stick it in
the
refrigerator.
Right in the fridge, yes.
Right. Let it sit and cool. And on its own, actually, that heat will actually go into your house that way. And
yes.
And you won't have to work your refrigerator to get it cooled down. And then when it gets cooled down on its own, then you can stick it in the refrigerator and you'll use less energy that way. That makes sense. What else?
Any containers that you have that might have gravy or any liquids in it, use a lid or a plastic wrap to cover it. That way you don't get, you know, smells from other food that you have in the refrigerator in that. But the liquids actually give off vapors that will make the refrigerator work harder to stay cool.
All right. Makes some sense. What else should we be doing?
When you're cooking, cook with your lids, the lids on the pans. Because it will save energy by trapping the heat, so it'll shorten your cooking time.
Okay, and that makes sense too. If you cook in an open, or if you, let's say, boil something in an open pan, all of the heat just dissipates into the air, and so if you put a lid on it, it stays down and uses less energy to do the same job that you're trying to do.
Exactly. And same thing when you're boiling water, it boils quicker when you put a lid on it.
Right. Okay.
Match the pan size to the burner that you're using. It will help capture and distribute the heat more thoroughly throughout the pan.
Okay.
Don't preheat your oven before broiling or roasting. And if you do have to preheat it, then just preheat it for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then put your food in.
All right.
I know it, especially this time of year, everybody wants to open up the oven door and take a look at all that good stuff cooking inside, but...
That would be me.
And no snacks before it's done, but every time you do that, you're actually losing a lot of heat from the oven, so the oven will have to constantly keep recycling.
Yeah, brings the heat.
Turn on the oven light and take a look through the oven window.
Okay.
I know a lot of times, especially during the holiday, you have something that's going to be cooked at 350, something at 400.
Okay.
Foods with different cooking temperatures, you can often cook them at the same time because 25 degree difference doesn't make
that much of a difference. Right. And I think that good cooks can probably adjust appropriately and get that done. Microwave ovens. Let's talk about microwave ovens. I would say they're a relatively new phenomena, but they're actually not. They've actually been around now quite a while, and I think just about every home has got a microwave oven. Microwave ovens use significantly less energy. And so when possible, especially in the case of reheating, that you should always go for the microwave if possible, as far as the energy savings is concerned. So...
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, we've pretty much gone through everything on the list, and we have a few minutes left. So I want to spend that few minutes talking about the Cape Light Compact, what you do at the Cape Light Compact, what the residential programs are at the Cape Light Compact, and we can wrap up that way. First, phone number again for your energy audit, 800-797-6699. That starts the ball rolling. That gets you in the queue for your energy audit, and all of the associated benefits, which again you've already paid for. That starts the ball rolling to get that, to make that happen. So we call that 800 number, Lindsay, and as we said, 50-50 chance you're gonna get Lindsay.
Yes.
What happens from that point?
We just take some basic information about you, your street address, phone number, little information about your house.
Helpful if they have their NSTAR account number.
Very helpful if you have your electric account number handy.
Which, by the way, that's a criteria. You must have an electric account number.
You must have an active electric account number at the property that you're calling about.
Right. So.
In your name.
Okay. All right. What if I'm a renter?
We have programs for renters.
Okay. All right.
As a tenant, if the electric account is in your name, we do offer greater incentives.
How much greater?
We cover 100% of the cost, up to $4,000 of any insulation that they recommend.
Really? So
yes.
If I'm a renter, and I'm especially a renter, I'm paying my own utility bills and everything, you're going to spend up to $4,000 with energy enhancements in my apartment. And it's not going to cost me anything, and it's not going to cost my landlord anything.
That's correct.
Sounds too good to be true.
I know, it always sounds too good to be true, but it really is true this time.
It is. It actually is. And so all kidding aside, if you fall into that category and if you are renting your residence, by all means, call the 800 number, get the energy audit done. You'll have to coordinate, I guess, with the landlord. You have to get the landlord's permission, I would assume.
Not for the
No?
assessment.
No?
If the
Okay.
electric account is in the tenant's
Okay.
name, the tenant, as the holder, is
Okay.
entitled to the assessment. In order for any work to be done after that, then we would
Right.
just have to get a
Like
sign off.
if the Cape Light Compact is agrees to, for instance, pay to insulate the.
Yeah, then we would just have to get a sign off from the landlord to
Okay.
do work to his house. But
Excellent.
it's, I mean, the landlord makes out on it too because he's getting
Absolutely.
improvements to their
Sure.
house.
Right. And makes it perhaps easier to rent to the next tenant
Yes.
when he shows how far the how well reduced the energy bills have become. So that's a good thing. Okay, then so we've got the audit ordered. What kind of lead times? And I know you've kind of re reluctant perhaps to talk about lead times, but there are occasionally lead times, and some of them have gone for fairly long periods. But what are the current lead times?
Right now, we are at about a 6 to 8 week wait or
6 to 8 week
so.
wait.
Yeah,
So,
which is not bad for this time of year, because
okay,
in past
because
we've had,
everybody is calling at this time of the
exactly,
year.
it's our busy time of year. You've got the
Okay.
winter coming. Everybody wants to get their houses energy efficient for the winter,
Right.
and so we do have a little bit of a longer wait now.
And so here's a hint for next season.
Call us in the
Call
spring.
in the spring. You'll get almost immediate attention. That's
Yes.
good. But at any rate, not to discourage you from calling now, because the believe me, that time will go by faster than you realize, and the sooner you get your name on the list, the faster you're going to get attended to. And by all means, let's get that done.
Yes.
And so, what kind of measures are we gonna do based on the audit? We've talked about a lot of the heating measures. We talked about the lighting. You'll get some lighting replaced. Refrigerator. If your refrigerator is inefficient, you can get an incentive to replace the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Anything going on with laundry any longer? That incentive kind of comes and goes. It
Yeah,
seems you.
unfortunately, right now there's nothing on
Okay.
laundry
All
or
right. All
dishwashers.
right. But stay tuned, folks, because these programs come and
Are
go. It,
constantly
they, right,
evolving.
exactly. The state kind of mandates what they're gonna be, and so you want to stay tuned and stay on top of this, especially if you're someone that's very concerned about the energy situation, as I think most of us are. Lindsay, the time went faster than we ever expected it would, and that's the way it
Time
usually is with us.
flies.
So,
Yes.
thanks a lot for coming in, Lindsay. I
Thank you very
appreciate
much
it.
for having
All right,
me.
take care. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest today, Lindsay Henderson, Customer Service and Marketing Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. And I'd also like to thank our engineer, Maddie Dunn, the Station Operations Manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource. Thank you.